Everybody believes they've got a novel in them. The problem, of course, is getting it down on paper. Whether you aspire to be the next Danielle Steele or the next William Faulkner, a guy named Chris Beatty has just the thing to get you started. It's called National Novel Writing Month, or NaNoWriMo for short. Chris Beatty is on the line with us from Oakland, California. Chris, tell us a little bit about this project.
Well, essentially, it's a month-long creative kick in the pants. We give people an assignment of writing 50,000 words over the course of November. People can post their word count progress on our website, as well as excerpts from their masterpieces in progress. And at the end of the month, we have a big party to kind of celebrate everybody's achievements.
Mm-hmm. This is speed writing. Not much editing involved here.
Correct. We actually encourage people to wrench the delete key right off of their keyboard with a screwdriver at the beginning of the month.
50,000 words in a month. And how many people have you got writing right now?
We have about 13,500 people signed up this year.
Are there winners?
Well, there are a lot of winners. Actually, last year we had 750 winners. We call everybody who writes 50,000 words a winner.
Oh, I see. So if you finish, you're a winner.
Exactly. Our prizes are so meager that that's really one of the few things we can offer our participants.
Now, you've got on your website some tips for writers.
Well, I think the first and most important is probably to write as if nobody's ever going to read it.
I also noticed that you had a couple of other tips. One was that maybe you write with a friend.
Well, that's part of the goal of National Novel Writing Month, is essentially to create local communities throughout the world. We have people who are able to go together to cafes or bars and turn on those laptops and sit down and not get up and go to the bathroom until they've written their daily word counts.
Can you read us some excerpts of what people are writing right now?
Yeah, on our site, we actually, one of the things we encourage people to do is to post pieces of their novels, no matter how awful. I just grabbed one, it's kind of at random off the internet on my way here. This is by one of our authors whose name is Blue Lemon 2. His working title for his novel is Jaws 6, Enter the Ninja. I was practicing the secret art of Jinsutsu, the ninja way of becoming one with your surroundings, when my intercom squawked like a goose. Mr. Ingthay, there is a Sheriff Martin Brody here to see you. Send him in, Miss Riddell. I sheathed the katana, stripped off my giri, and adjusted my pinky ring as I settled into my desk chair. Just as I feigned a lazy stretch, a tan, rugged man, dressed in tan, rugged clothes, entered my office. He had the eyes of a haunted man, a man who had been sent to sea and never quite returned. Sheriff Brody, I said, standing and smiling, please, sit down, sit down. Thank you, Mr. Ingthay, Brody said. It was good of you to see me on such short notice. No, no problem at all, and please call me Parrish. That's certainly an odd name, Brody said, particularly for, in here he looked very uncomfortable, for someone like you. You mean a literary agent who is also a ninja?
An action novel that gets right to the action, I guess. What is the most common theme? Is it autobiographical, that kind of thing?
It is. It's actually kind of hard to say. Looking at the message boards, you know, with 13,000 people this year, there's just so many different voices and so many people writing about so many different things. People tend to favor ninjas and monkeys a fair amount, but there are also kind of more standard literary tales set in the 1800s. Basically, you know, anything that a brain can come up with, it will during National Novel Writing Month.
Well, thanks very much, Chris.
Thank you, John.
Chris Beatty is director of NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month. He spoke to us from Oakland, California.